This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
My friends, we gather together with hearts full of questions, burdened with sorrows, and yearning for a touch of divine comfort. Life, as we know, is not always a smooth path. There are valleys of despair, hills of difficulty, and rivers of tears. Many of us are walking through those dark valleys right now. But I stand before you today with a message of hope, a message of assurance straight from the heart of God. He sees your suffering, and he hears your cries. In the midst of your pain, it may seem as though the heavens are silent and your prayers are lost in the void, but I assure you, they are not. The God who created the heavens and the earth, the God who knows every star by name, also knows your name. He knows your heartache, your struggles, and your tears. Remember the story of Hagar in the wilderness, abandoned and desperate. In her darkest hour, an angel of the Lord appeared to her, and she called him El Roy, the God who sees. Just as he saw Hagar, he sees you. He sees you in your loneliness, in your sorrow, in your fear, and in your doubt. Every tear that falls from your eyes is precious to him. Psalm 56:8 tells us, "You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book." This is not a distant, indifferent deity we serve, but a loving, compassionate Father who is intimately aware of our pain. In our moments of suffering, it is vital to remember that God's timing is perfect. Though it may not align with our own, we may wonder why relief is delayed, why healing tarries, or why answers are slow in coming. But hold fast to the promise found in Isaiah 40:31. "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Trust that God is working, even when you cannot see it. And his plans for you are for good and not for harm. Dear brothers and sisters, take heart in the knowledge that your suffering is not meaningless. Romans 5:3-4 reminds us, "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope." Your trials are shaping you, refining you, and preparing you for greater things. God is using your pain to draw you closer to him, to mold you into the image of his Son, and to strengthen your faith. I urge you to pour out your heart to God, to share with him your deepest fears and sorrows. He invites us in 1 Peter 5:7 to cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. There is no burden too heavy, no pain too deep that he can't bear. He is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Let us also lean on one another, for we are the body of Christ. Galatians 6:2 encourages us to carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Reach out to your brothers and sisters in faith. Share your struggles and allow them to support you in prayer and love. In this community, we find a tangible expression of God's care and compassion. Finally, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who endured the cross for the joy set before him. He knows what it is to suffer. He knows what it is to feel abandoned. On the cross, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Matthew 27:46. Yet, in his resurrection, we find the ultimate victory over suffering and death. His resurrection is our hope, our assurance that no suffering is final, No pain is permanent. In him, we have the promise of eternal life, where every tear will be wiped away. So hold on, dear friends. Hold on to the truth that God sees you, he hears you, and he is with you. Your cries have reached the heart of the Almighty, and in his perfect time, he will
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Bring you through. May his peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Beloved, let us remember that our suffering, though painful, is not without purpose. It is through the valleys of darkness that our faith is tested and refined like gold in the fire. James 1:2-4 tells us, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." In the midst of our trials, it can be easy to lose sight of God's plan for our lives. We may question his goodness, his love, and his faithfulness, but let us hold fast to his promises, knowing that he who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion. Our suffering is not in vain. It is part of God's redemptive plan for our lives. Let us also remember the words of Jesus in John 16:33. "In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Our suffering is not the end of the story. It is a chapter in the greater narrative of God's redemption. Through Jesus, we have victory over sin, death, and the powers of darkness. No matter what trials we face, we can take heart in the knowledge that Jesus has already won the ultimate victory. As we navigate the storms of life, let us cling to the anchor of our souls, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 6:19-20 describes him as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. In the midst of life's uncertainties, he remains steadfast and unchanging. He is our rock, our fortress, and our deliverer. Psalm 18:2. When the waves of doubt and despair threaten to overwhelm us, let us fix our eyes on him and find refuge in his unfailing love, dear friends. I do not say these words lightly. I know that many of you are facing unimaginable pain and suffering, but I also know that we serve a God who is greater than our circumstances, a God who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. So, let us approach his throne of grace with confidence, knowing that he is able to sympathize with our weaknesses and that he invites us to come boldly before him. My friends, let us not forget that our suffering is not a sign of God's abandonment, but rather an opportunity for his presence to be made manifest in our lives. It is in the depths of our despair that his light shines brightest, illuminating the path before us and guiding us through the darkest of nights. Let us draw strength from the words of Psalm 34:18, which assures us that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. even in our lowest moments, when we feel utterly broken and defeated, God is there, extending his hand of comfort and redemption. He is our ever-present help in times of trouble. Psalm 46:1. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. Deuteronomy 31:6. In our suffering, we are invited to bring our burdens to the foot of the cross and lay them down before our Savior. 1 Peter 5:7 reminds us to cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. There is nothing too heavy for his shoulders to bear, no pain too great for his love to heal. As we surrender our struggles to him, we find rest for our weary souls and peace. But let us not stop there. As recipients of God's grace and mercy, we are called to extend that same love and compassion to others who are suffering. Galatians 6:2 instructs us to carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Let us be a community that walks alongside one another in both times of joy and times of sorrow, offering support, encouragement, and prayer. As we face together the valley of suffering, let us hold fast to the hope that is found in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:18 reminds us that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Though our present circumstances may be marked by pain and hardship, they pale in comparison to the eternal glory that awaits us in Christ. So, my dear brothers and sisters, take heart and be encouraged. Your suffering is not in vain, but rather a testimony to the faithfulness of our God who sees, hears, and acts on behalf of his beloved children. Beloved friends, let us not lose sight of the transformative power of our suffering. While it may seem overwhelming and unbearable in the moment, it is often through our deepest trials that we experience the greatest growth and draw closest to our Heavenly Father. Consider the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, where he writes, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" Here, Paul speaks of finding strength and sufficiency in the midst of his suffering, not through his own power, but through the grace and power of Christ. Likewise, let us view our suffering not as a sign of weakness, but as an opportunity for God's power to be made perfect in us. It is in our moments of greatest vulnerability that his strength is most fully displayed. As we surrender our struggles to him, he equips us with the courage, resilience, and perseverance needed to endure and overcome. But beyond the personal transformation that occurs through our suffering, there is also a greater purpose at work. Romans 8:28 assures us that, and we know that, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose, even in the midst of our pain and suffering. God is at work, weaving together the broken pieces of our lives into a beautiful tapestry of his grace and redemption. In our suffering, we have the opportunity to bear witness to the hope and healing found in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4 tells us that praise be to the God and Father our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. As we experience God's comfort and compassion in our own lives, we are called to extend that same comfort to others who are hurting, becoming channels of his love and grace to a hurting world, even when the pain feels unbearable and the darkness seems overwhelming. God is right there beside us, holding us in his loving embrace. Psalm 23. 4 assures us, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Take solace in the knowledge that God is walking with you through every trial and tribulation, guiding you with his wisdom and comforting you with his presence. Furthermore, let us find encouragement in the promises of Scripture. Isaiah 41. 10 declares, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." These words serve as a powerful reminder that God is not only aware of our suffering, but is actively working on our behalf, providing us with the strength and support we need to persevere. Moreover, our suffering is not in vain. It has the power to bring about transformation and renewal in our lives. Romans 18 tells us, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." While our pain may feel overwhelming at times, it is temporary compared to the eternal glory that awaits us in Christ. As we endure hardship with faith and perseverance, we are being molded and shaped into the image of Christ, becoming vessels of his grace and love to the world around us. But perhaps, most importantly, let us hold fast to the hope of our redemption in Christ Jesus. Revelation 21. 4 paints a beautiful picture of the future that awaits us, stating, "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." Though we may experience suffering in this life, we can take comfort in the knowledge that one day all pain and sorrow will be eradicated and we will dwell in the presence of our Lord forevermore. So, my dear friends, take heart and be encouraged. Your suffering is not in vain, but rather a testament to the faithfulness and love of our Heavenly Father. Hold fast to his promises, cling to his presence, and trust in his perfect plan for your life. And may you find peace and comfort in the midst of your suffering, knowing that you are held securely in the palm of his hand. Heavenly Father, I come before you with a heavy heart, seeking your guidance and strength during these challenging times. The burden of suffering and financial hardship weighs heavily on me, and I feel lost and overwhelmed. I pray for your divine intervention to bring peace and comfort to those who are suffering and struggling financially. Please grant me the wisdom to make sound decisions and the perseverance to overcome these obstacles. I ask for your provision and restoration in all areas of my life that have been affected by these challenges. Help me to trust in your plan and to find hope in the midst of adversity. I believe in your power to bring about miracles and to turn my circumstances around. May your grace and mercy be upon me as I navigate through this season of difficulty. I place my trust in you, knowing that you are the ultimate source of strength and deliverance. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.